Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got a story here that answers a question that I've had in the back of my mind for quite some time. My brothers and I were talking about this not so long ago, but once in a while when we're out traveling around vacationing, especially on a holiday weekend, we'd often encounter state cars, cars owned by the state of Michigan. They've got a seal on the door indicating that the car belongs to some department of the state of Michigan. And it's being driven by just somebody who appears to be a civilian on a weekend, a holiday weekend, out in the middle of nowhere. And I've encountered these cars often enough to have this discussion with my brothers going, have you ever noticed that? And a couple of times it happened when we were traveling together. And it's like, hey, there goes a state car on a Saturday, on a holiday weekend. What do you think's up with that? And we're always curious if there's a chance that these cars are just being joyridden by employees on the weekend. Well, it turns out at least one guy got caught for that. And this is from MLive.com. Justine Lofton wrote it. Former employee convicted for rampant and flagrant misuse of state vehicles. So a guy was put on trial for and convicted of rampant and flagrant misuse of state vehicles. A former Michigan employee has been convicted for that, according to officials. He's 64 years old of Farmington Hills, a place I used to have an office years ago. Was found guilty by a Wayne County jury last week of embezzling from the state, according to Michigan Attorney General. Now, Wayne County is the county within which Detroit resides. He was convicted of embezzlement of $20,000 to $50,000, a felony that carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. But the embezzlement doesn't appear to be money. It appears to be the value of the time he spent driving these vehicles when he shouldn't have been. He took state vehicles for personal use over weekends, holidays, and outside business hours, racking up unauthorized vehicle usage and mileage fees of $47,000 between August of 2015 and January of 2019, according to prosecutors. He had access and permission to use the state motor pool vehicles for work purposes while he was an unemployment examiner with the Talent Investment Agency under the Department of Talent and Economic Development, which, of course, is actually the Unemployment Insurance Agency and the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. He was expected to use state vehicles to attend unemployment insurance benefit appeal hearings and then bring the cars back and go on with his life. An investigation into the vehicle use was initiated after it was discovered that his license had been suspended. So they started an investigation in which they uncovered rampant and flagrant misuse. So the amazing thing here is, he didn't get caught because he was just out running around in these vehicles. He got caught because his license was suspended and he kept driving these vehicles. And somebody put these together and said, wait a second, there's something wrong here. And while they were investigating that, they discovered, oh, wait, he's been out lollygagging in these vehicles when he shouldn't have been. This verdict sends a clear message that stealing from the state and thereby the taxpayers will not be tolerated, says the AG. My office will continue to investigate and prosecute misuses of state resources to ensure all public servants are held accountable. He is scheduled for sentencing at 8:30 in the morning, May 17th, before a judge in the Third Circuit Court of Wayne County. So that's a state court in Michigan, Third Circuit's Wayne County, Sixth is Oakland, and so on. And so I've been in that courthouse many, many times because Ford's World Headquarters, Wayne County, General Motors World Headquarters, Wayne County, Chrysler World Headquarters, used to be Wayne County. And so there was a time when I spent several days a week, every single week in that building, running around. And I know that building inside and out. But for those of you who are vaguely familiar with the area, you'll know that that's the building in front of which sits a statue, a big one, by a guy named Marshall Fredericks, called the Spirit of Detroit. And it's this big guy sitting, and he's got his hands like this. And in one hand, he's holding the sun. In the other hand, he's holding people, called the Spirit of Detroit. Beautiful, beautiful statue. And getting back to this, though, it's interesting that he's been charged with embezzlement and convicted for the dollar values of $20,000 to $50,000, and they monetized his misuse of the vehicles out to be $47,000. I don't know if they just simply take the mileage figure that, like, say, the IRS gives you and says, here's what mileage is worth, and multiplied it out over how many miles these cars were driven. But you would think that to take a car out of a motor pool, you'd have to sign it in and sign it out, wouldn't you? And when you sign it in and sign it out, you probably have to indicate what you're doing with it. And I understand you just put down, you know, hearing or something. But they say he had the cars on weekends and so on, and holidays, and outside business hours. Now, again, they might say, gee, if you live here, and the motor pool is here, and tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock you've got to be at a hearing right next to where you live, maybe they do say you can take the vehicle home overnight or something. I don't know. But the thing I'm happiest about here is it does say he's been convicted. He's been convicted. And a lot of times when you hear about cases, some people just demand a jury trial because they figure, hey, what the heck? May as well roll the dice. But a lot of people will take things to a jury hoping that a jury will look at something and go, technically that's illegal. But I can kind of either see that it's not that bad, or if I was in the situation, maybe I'd do it too. And so I don't know this for a fact, but this is one of the inklings I get, is there's a chance that they were thinking, let's take this to a jury, because a jury might look at this and go, guy gets to drive a car for work. So he took it home a couple weekends and a couple holidays. What's the big deal? But of course, it's the rampant and flagrant misuse, and it sounds like he did it a lot because it added up to $47,000 worth. But that does answer my question. Because I remember the last time, I remember this vividly. I remember driving down I-75, coming back from up north, what we call it, someplace in the middle of the state, and it was a major holiday. Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, one of those. And it was the day everyone's driving back. And we're seeing somebody sitting in one of these state-owned cars with the thing on the door, and they're just driving back, and they're clearly coming back from vacation. Now, is it possible there was a hearing up north on the holiday weekend? I don't think that's that likely, but I suppose it's possible. But I suspect that this is happening a lot. It's the question of whether they should prosecute everyone for it, or if they figure, well, we at least have to get the big ones because maybe it'll set an example. But the bigger problem, of course, you have is the fact that the guy had a suspended license. And the fact that that causes his entire situation to unravel is interesting. But I've pointed out before, in Michigan and in many other states, they have what they call owner liability. You own the car, you're liable for the car. So you lend your car to somebody, and they go out and they get in an accident with it. Yeah, they might sue them because they're driving. They're going to sue you because you own the car. And you probably have insurance in the car in your name. And so this guy, he's out driving around in a state-owned car, and he's got a suspended license, and something bad happens, you can bet the state will get sued. Now, you might say, but Steve, but can't the state go, it's his fault, he misused the car? Well, someone's going to go, but wait a second. Why is the state letting a guy with a suspended license drive one of their cars? So, trust me, it's a bad situation every way you look at it. But he's been convicted. We'll see what happens. But technically, it's embezzlement. And some people are going to ask, could you call it theft? Well, he never took the car, apparently, with the intention to keep it. He took it with the intention of returning it. It could be called conversion, which is another type of crime against property. But embezzlement works apparently just as well. So embezzlement between $20,000 and $50,000. He'll be sentenced in May. It all happened in Wayne County Circuit Court. And Justine Lofton wrote that for MLive.com, former employee convicted for rampant and flagrant misuse of state vehicles. And it answers one long-standing question I and my brothers have had for years. Why do we see these cars on the highways, on the weekends, and holidays? There, right there is one explanation. There could be others. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. They say the universe is expanding. That should help with traffic.